You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, usually on a Tuesday morning, we say good morning to the Prime Minister, but the Prime Minister, of course, is abroad. And stepping in and taking on the press challenges of the day, Calvin Davis. Good morning.
Morning, Mikey. How are you?
Thanks for talking to us. Hey, how's the morning been for you?
Oh, pretty busy with all the media calls that the Prime Minister normally does. You've got to take your hat off to her, the way she handles it with such aplomb.
Now, she's in Europe, and what are the goals and her intentions and reasons for going over there? Why should she not be back here with us?
Oh, look, she's representing us fantastically on the world stage, meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron overnight. She's given a lecture at a university, I think it is, and spoken about climate change, where she was given a rapturous a round of applause and ovation at the end, especially when she spoke about our plans to stop any more offshore permits being given out. She's meeting with Angela Merkel. She's meeting with Justin Trudeau from Canada. And talking about trade, talking about security, and like I say, representing New Zealand.
It's a full itinerary.
Oh, she's going hard out, and she's. I don't know how she does it, to be perfectly honest, but she's getting across the other side of the world, and she's representing New Zealand's interests with aplomb.
To go, I know that when one of the intentions to go of the visit to France was to talk trade. Did she manage to talk any trade with France, or was it? Did Syria sort of hog all the time?
No. Look, she's been given the nod by President Macron to start the negotiations with the EU around the trade agreement. And she's also hoping to talk with Theresa May about the same thing, a free trade agreement with the UK. So, it's really important stuff.
That's cool.
Course, Syria is...
I was going to say, she's not going to be able to avoid talking about Syria with both of them, though.
Yeah, that's right. President Macron was, had an opportunity to raise concerns with our response when we said we agree with the, we understand the reasons why they launched their missile strike, but he hasn't taken any opportunity to criticise our response. So we're happy.
Why would he criticise our response? What is the official government opinion on it?
Look, we would prefer diplomatic options to be used, but the old veto powers in the UN Security Council sort of prevented that from happening. We've been critical of the veto powers and of Russia using them in this instance. We'd prefer diplomacy over bombs any day. I mean, a year ago, April last year, bombs were dropped, missiles were launched to as a deterrent against chemical weapons being used, and a year later we're having to launch more bombs, more missiles. I hope we're not here in a year's time. It's very complex, isn't it? And single answer.
It's been going on such a long time now as well that it's dug its claws in so deep it's hard to get your head around it sometimes. It's good that we can have a conversation about it with the French, who obviously were part of the attack, and then compromise in front of them.
Well, that's right, and the Prime Minister's over there talking face to face about these issues, and good on her, she's leading us well.
What about the oil and gas permit decision? How's the there's been a bit of blowback about that? Did you kind of get the impression that maybe the media weren't necessarily painting the whole picture for people?
Look, we need to be proud of the decision that we've made. It's a 30-year transition to a modern, cleaner economy, and we're acting now to protect jobs.
People were acting like they're going to lose their job tomorrow.
Well, look, any job that was around last week when we made the announcement will be there today, will be there in a year and 5 years and 10 years' time. There's been research commissioned by Westpac that says by acting now, the country will be $30 billion better off. We're leading the world in this transition to a cleaner, a greener economy. And, I'll be sitting on my rocking chair on my veranda in 30 years' time, and my grandkids will be going, you know, Kōrero, thanks, you did the right thing back then in 2018. So, you know, we're leading the way. This is the way the world is going, and you know, we want to manage this change, manage this transition. That's why we'll be working with communities on what this looks like over the next 10 years, next 20 years, next 30 years.
What about those people though who already now have got their hackles up about it, because it's you know, nobody wants their livelihood sort of threatened, and they've got their hackles up and they're just going to fight it right from the very start without even thinking about it. You know, it was all over. I was listening to Talkback Radio and I decided, you know what, I'm just going to stop listening to Talkback Radio. This is boring. These people don't know what they're talking about, and it's a worry. You know, it's a worry because we live in an instant news sort of time, and that's, and people are just taking what they're told by whomever.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, there are going to be people that just get their hackles up over, you know, over anything. And let's remember that 2 years ago, Paula Bennett signed the Paris Agreement and said, you know, this is a move towards a cleaner economy, but they did nothing about it. We're the government that's doing something about it. We're the government that's making hard decisions now so that our future generations can enjoy the benefits.
I guess I had an argument with someone about the petrol tax as well, which I'm not into at all. I don't want to pay any more money at all. But I can't think of another option, and until someone does, then maybe people that are complaining about it need to keep quiet while they sit there in the traffic jam this morning.
Yeah, well, that's right. Look, and governments have to make hard decisions. You know, the previous government, they made decisions based around polling.
But people want something for them now.
Well, that's right.
I want something for me now.
We've got to be thinking long term as well. You know, that's, and the decision we're making now is going to have benefits into the future, and it's the way the world is moving. We're just at the leading edge. We've been leaders, not followers.
All right, Calvin, thanks for talking to us. Calvin Davis, Deputy Leader of the Labour Party. And cheers for stepping in. Cheers.
Kia.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.